Hey y'all, it's your girl Coop Swirls, Chris Carrison from Beyond Black and White, coming at you with some more commentary. And I am right now reporting on location in Temecula Heritage Garden. It's a beautiful rose garden that is obviously located in Temecula, but there's just any kind of rose variety that you can think of is here, and it's so beautiful and serene, and the lighting is amazing. And the reason why I'm here at the Rose Garden, because I want to talk today about femininity. I want to talk about how there seems to be forces that work against Black women experiencing the fullness of all of their emotions. Last week I was looking at a blog entry where, and I'll make sure that I put a link to it, as well as the cartoon strip. Basically, a Black woman was talking about how while white women and other races of women are able to experience joy and sadness and permitted to feeling bitchy and being able to cry and all of these things, when the Black girl displays those emotions, they are seen as they're categorized in a very stereotypical way. For instance, if we show any outrage or for a bitchy, it says, oh, you're a typical, you know, angry Black woman. But if a white woman displays those some fit of frustration or whatever, she's just having a bad day. And we also see that a lot with what's going on with the recent social unrest and protesting, and the expectations for Black women to assume these sort of warrior roles. There are many people, including other Black women, who believe that we should be at the front lines and we should be marching and taking bullets and risking jail and life and limb for the betterment of our people, and to put whatever emotions and whatever fears and issues that we face as women to the side, because it's not that's seen as less important. That's a secondary issue, and we're often told, well, once we get over this primary issue, once we get over this hurdle with white supremacy, once we get over this hurdle with segregation, once we get over this separate but equal school systems, when we get over whatever the next hurdle is, we'll address those issues. And the problem is that Black women have been waiting 40 and 50 years for those issues to be addressed, and they're not. There's a huge expectation on Black women to forget that we're women. Our femininity is denied, and women, even by our own community, which is sad. I've had women write to me, and I just had a woman write to me today and say that the expectations from the community to be X, Y, and Z, meanwhile being treated and spoken to in a way that is disrespectful. It's almost like it's just a given that Black women are going to be second-class citizens, and to expect more is to be, out of pocket. You're being out of line. How dare you? And what I'm happy to report is that through sites like Beyond Black and White and through my YouTube channel and through various other sites, smart Black women, critically thinking Black women, are beginning to ask questions. just today on Clutch Magazine, there was an article about how Black women need to start demanding more respect from the community. And I love that we're starting to ask those questions. And actually, I'm going to show you a screenshot, too, of a Hebrew Israelite who took issue with one of my videos, but when it was all said and done, he realized that they got some work to do. So essentially what I'm saying is to women who feel like, particularly Black women who feel like they're not allowed to express themselves in the fullness of who they are and express their full spectrum of emotions, or if you're around people who expect you to adopt a more masculine role when you want to be a girl and you want to be who God has intended you to be, which is a feminine woman. If you're asking questions and you're thinking critically, my suggestion to you is that you need to walk away from those people who expect Herculean effort from you, yet talk to you like utter shit. I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you, and I'm trying to be frank. There are people in the community that literally talk to Black women like we are nothing, but expect us to do everything, to bear all, to endure all. And it's not just Black men who believe this. Black women are often the handmaidens of their own oppression. And, you know, I gotta warn you, these women are not your sisters, but they're out there and they are the handmaidens for your own oppression as well. So what I would say to women who are starting to ask those really good critical thinking questions is to evaluate the people around you and their expectations of what they want from you. And one thing that you need to ask yourself, and this is, I cannot take credit for this Latin term because I learned it from a blogger named Khadija Nassif. She's got a blog called Muslim Bushido and another blog called Sojourner's Passport. She had a chapter in her book, Sojourner's Passport, where she talks about a Latin term called cui bono. What does cui bono mean? Cui bono means who benefits. And it's a very good critical thinking question that you should ask yourself whenever somebody asks you to do something that you don't feel comfortable with or you don't feel like is going to elevate you as a person. Cui bono? Who benefits? Do you benefit, or do the person who's trying to guilt you and the person who's trying to manipulate you or deride you or put you down, who benefits from you feeling like you don't deserve better? Ask yourself the question. If you gotta ask it every day, ask it every day. Cui bono? Who benefits? And I hope that as more Black women begin to think critically and look around and see what's going on, that they'll begin to make decisions that are going to benefit them and stop focusing so much on trying to benefit others. Okay, so that is my commentary. And sisters, I mean this with an open heart and an open mind. So if you do want to comment on this, I'm willing to listen to you, but I am not listening to the handmaidens of our oppression who will I'm not looking to hear from the handmaidens of our oppression who will inevitably come in here and say, how dare you? How dare you? Our brothers are dying in the street. Isn't your father black, and you got daddy issues, and all these other things, to try to deflect from what essentially is me wanting black women to recapture their femininity, their self-respect, and their position as women, and not as worker bees or mules for a community that puts them down. And we know that that is the case. Black women are not elevated within the community as a whole. Now, we can have the conversation that it's happening individually. I see it happen. I have a brother who's married to a black woman, and he's great to her. He loves her. I'm talking about the collective. So I think we need to stay specific on the issue of the collective if we're going to talk about black women being able to experience the fullness of their femininity. And I hope that each and every one of you is watching this video and seeing the beautiful rose garden, seeing, you know, me out here enjoying life, that you will remember that you're a girl too, and you deserve it. All right, if you guys want to get in touch with me, you can reach me at Crystallyn, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L-Y-N, at beyondblackwhite.com. Bye.